Do you ever get jealous of each other?
Friends? We don't have friends.
They don't like twins.
I literally faked asthma attacks just so I didn't have to compete.
We can't change the fact that we are twins.
Hello everyone and welcome to Copy and Paste. We're having the same face, apparently means we share the same brain, boyfriend, and trauma.
Grab a drink, grab your vape, grab whatever you need to survive. It's time to unpack the twin life no one asked for, but everyone seems to have an opinion on.
We're your hosts, Daniela
and Bianca Borrogero.
We're fraternal twins, but everyone swears we're identical. Plot twist, we're not.
And this is our unfiltered twin story. From sports day sabotage to stolen kisses, identity crisis, and everything in between.
Also, quick shout out to our unofficial sponsor of Chaos Today, Brutal Fruit.
Because nothing says emotional damage, but make it fun, like a chilled berry-flavored Brutal Fruit.
Sweet, bubbly, and slightly reckless, just like us.
Sip responsibly, or at least try. Now let's get into it.
But before we do, I just want to say that if we speak over each other, it's because we share one brain. So on that note, Bianca, have you watched that new documentary on Netflix, Three Identical Strangers?
Yes, I actually have recently, and I found it so touching and moving.
Especially with that one line, like, I still think about it today, like I tell all my friends, everyone's always looking for the similarities and never the differences. And I feel like that's something we've struggled with throughout our whole life. Everyone's just looking at, oh, we have the same nose, the same hair. We do this the same. Oh, we're studying the same thing. And it's never like, oh, Bianca is good at this and Danny is good at that.
And I also think that with the differences, I feel like some people do acknowledge the differences, but in like the rudest way.
Yeah.
Danny had this one guy who had no right to even come up to her because he literally looked like a troll. But he came up to her and was just like, it looks like your nose has been broken 3 times. And that's how he tells the difference.
And this was literally like last year. So it wasn't like when you were young or anything. And that's, I literally, after that, I didn't want to go out again because I just felt like everyone was looking at my nose. And like, I already know my insecurities. You don't need to come up to me and tell me that.
Yeah, and I just feel like people, they don't know how to approach twins. At all?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, definitely they don't know what they're doing with twins. Like, when we were younger with sports and stuff, like, I have trauma from that. We would both win something, or one would win or one would lose, and then it was like, the one that's losing is the worst, like, she's useless.
Yeah, so on the positives of that, from school days, like, I'm talking grade 6 and grade 7, me and Danny, we were very similar in sports. Very similar in like personalities kind of up. But then as we grew up, I don't know why, teachers, people, parents, all of that, they just started hating us. I have no clue why. And basically we weren't allowed being put in the same groups in school. We weren't allowed being in the same hockey team. Parents didn't like us both sleeping like at other people's houses together.
They wanted to like separate us.
Yeah. Which is like really hard because like we can't change the fact that we are twins.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And then obviously like as we getting older, it just gets way worse. Like now that we're in university, we study digital marketing and people just assume that because we study the same thing, we literally just copying each other. When people see our different works, you just know.
Like we have strengths, even though we're studying the same thing. I have a strength in videography and Bianca's more the visual social media type of content. So like we're both very different.
And with that, I think from a young age, Danny did not love the comparing.
Yeah.
Especially in sport. The positive of that was in grade 4 when we both won Victor Glodorum. After that, Danny hated the whole competing.
I literally faked asthma attacks just so I didn't have to compete because I hated it. I knew if I was doing badly that people would be like, oh, she's useless. Or like, Bianca's way better at this. And like, it just made me stop loving playing sport because I was constantly compared to. And then with hockey, it'd be like, they can't have 2 sets of twins in a team. So then I'd be the one.
Yeah, like I would always make KZ and she wouldn't. The coach literally came out to my mom saying that his team, he's not allowed to have 2 twins. I'm like, we're both good. That's why KZN, when you make KZN, you literally come last. Because the good players, like we're literally the same. And I feel like we just have that connection where I don't even have to look up. I can just see that she is there. And it's like the best balance. Now, speaking about our love laughs have been a struggle, to be honest, especially in high school. Danny, this one over here, stole all my boyfriends. I don't know what her issue was, but every single time I would kiss a guy or date the guy, she would be there kissing him the next day.
Yeah, but that was, I don't actually know. I think that was just me trying to fit in because we split up in grade 8 and 9. I went to Fatima and Bianca went to Derma Girls College. So then when I joined DGC, it was just like, I didn't really have my own friends. Like, Bianca was my only friend. So I don't know. I think I was just like insecure. And
yeah, like, I have two stories to tell you guys. The one is I had a boyfriend in grade 8, and on Valentine's Day, he came through the door with, like, roses and chocolates and whatever. And what does he do? He goes, hugs Danny, and kisses her in front of me, thinking it was me.
And this is when I had a boyfriend at the time, and my boyfriend was also there, and my whole family was there and saw the whole thing happen. So that was...
And I literally told him to get out my house so quickly, and then I haven't seen him since then. And then the second one was this other guy, and this is in grade 11. He was coming to my grade 11 dance and everything. And we go out one night, and we go to someone else's house for like a posties or whatever you call it. And this one kisses him. And I only got told the next day because he was so drunk that he didn't know that it was Danny. He thought it was me the whole time.
Well, first of all, if you like someone, you should really know the difference between them. Like,
true.
That's just the number one thing. And plus, I was hammered because it was a matric dance. So, and then also my date that I went with was so angry at me that I kissed his friend. But, you know, we move on. Like, it was his fault. You should know the difference.
Yeah, our love lives are going much better now. We completely, like,
we don't have the same types anymore, and we've just matured, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it is hard. I mean, lots of friends, they kiss their friends' boyfriends, and they kiss their friends' crushes. So, like, I mean, you can't really blame me, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just hard because we look so much alike. It was just, like, hard for me, because I would expect a guy to know the difference if he's kissed me before. But I guess it is, like, quite hard. From the boys' perspective.
Yeah. And my worst thing that these boyfriends do is that they always go to their friends, I don't even know which one I'm dating. And I'm like, oh my word, you think you're funny? It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's not funny at all. And I think, like, going back on boys with twins, I just think people need to, like, grow up. Like, they need to grow up with the whole comparison. And also, like, what they'd come up to us and say. Like, the one time I'm at on class and this guy comes up to me and Danny and goes, I know how to tell the difference. And then I was like, how? And then he goes, oh, the one looks like the model and the other one doesn't. Like, I'm sorry. You can't even tell us apart, and now you're telling me that I'm not the model or you're not the model.
Like, what right person would even say that? Like, you wouldn't say that if we weren't twins.
Yeah.
But they just think that we literally don't have a heart.
Yeah.
And that we'll just take it.
And I think, like, growing up with a twin, there's some battles, but also some positives. Like, the battles are, obviously, we don't have our own identity. We are constantly being compared to each other in any aspect, whether it's in class, hockey, boys, parents, whatever, we're constantly compared. And it's like, you guys are the twins. Like, there's the twins. Come, the twins are coming. All that stuff.
It's never Bianca and Daniela.
Yeah. Or the worst one. And it doesn't really happen to me. It kind of happens to you the most. But they're always like, oh, there's Bianca's twin.
Yeah.
And, like, I get she is the most, like, more sensitive. Like, she's not really out there, but she also is when you get to know her. But, like, how can you actually say that? It's not like, it's different if I was the older sister.
Yeah.
But we're the same people and you're calling Danny, like, Bianca's twin. Like, it's crazy.
People kind of put me in Bianca's shadow. And, I mean, I've cried many times over it because it's like either Bianca's twin or I'm the nice one, and you are, I'm nice, but like that's all I am. It's never Daniela, it's like the nice twin, or it's Bianca's twin, or it's the twins. It's just like I'm never myself, and especially in Stellenbosch, I feel like they have a twin phobia here or something, because honestly it's so bad. Yeah, and I thought it'd be so much better.
Yeah, like, we are in a hockey league and our coaches tell us that we're not allowed. Being together in class, we're not really allowed to be together, like, in first year. Now we are. it's just like it is quite crazy. But going on the part where you are constantly being called Bianca's twin, I feel like that came from when you were younger, like when, and I think it was grade five when I became more of like the star in like sport, and that kind of shoved it into like my shadow when like it was never like that.
Yeah,
like it was just crazy.
I was never really allowed to be myself ever. Like, I've never really been myself. I'm only myself with Bianca, but outside, to everyone else, I'm just the shadow. And it's really sad.
And then also, so we have different personalities. Like, yeah, we have the same face. We have different personalities. I'm very much Danny's bodyguard.
Yeah.
Someone touches her, someone speaks shit about her, I will be there. Like, I'm very feisty, and we've had lots of issues with that, especially in Stellenbosch. I don't know why. They will never say anything rude about me, but they will go up to Danny and say something rude to her face. Like, almost as if they know that she's just... Like, I'm talking random people that don't know us from a
bar soap. Yeah.
Like, it's just... It's disgusting. And I feel so bad for you. You're like a little nunu, and so sensitive, and they just know to go pick on you. Like, and then me, like a tiger, literally rip them apart.
Like, I'm just enjoying my night having a vodka and Coke or vodka and passion fruit lemonade, and then I'll get this. And it just ruins my whole night. And for what? For someone to just, like, I don't even know why it affects me so much. Well, I do know why it affects me, but I'm just like, it shouldn't. I'm so much better than that. I shouldn't be listening to people that are uglier than me.
Yeah, exactly. No, you literally shouldn't. They're literally disgusting. Okay, so now we're moving on to Twin Hot Aunt.
Yeah.
Where we've asked on our social media what are common questions you wanted to ask us. So we're going to be answering like some interesting questions you guys gave us right now.
Okay, first question. Do you feel each other's pain?
So it's quite weird. I felt Danny's pain once, and this was at the dentist. She was getting... what is it called? Like a root canal or whatever. And I'd like felt it, but like I don't know if it was like the fact that I could see you in pain, that's how I felt it. But then also, like on the hockey field, when Danny is crying or gets hurt and injured, I don't know, I start crying. It's like almost like that connection. I can feel your pain, but like not like physically, if you know what that like you. Because I feel like you've also done that.
I always do that. When Bianca, like, I'll be watching Bianca playing hockey, and if she's crying, I'm bawling.
Yeah. Okay, next one is, do you ever wish you weren't twins?
No. I wouldn't know what to do without Bianca in my life. Like, this bond is something that you can't explain to a normal person, and it's just like having a built-in best friend every single day.
Stop it, bestie. And I also feel like I don't know how normal people do it. I cannot go to the shops by myself. I have to have Danny there. Even like going like on a road trip by myself, I could never. Or going on a date by myself, or like anything like that. Like, I literally just want Danny to live with me 24/7. Like, I don't know how we're going to do it with our boyfriends.
I'll be married. I'll be living with you.
I feel like we're going to have, like, two houses just right next to each other. And we have babies at the same time. Yeah.
Do you ever get jealous of each other?
No. I feel like sometimes, but that's with clothing. Like, if Danny's looking good and I'm not, I'll feel a bit jealous. But, like, that's healthy jealous. It's not like I'm jealous to be you. Like, it's...
Yeah, we're not really jealous of each other, like, especially not with accomplishments. Like, I'm so proud of Bianca when she just does something so small.
Yeah.
Is it hard when it comes to friends?
Friends? We don't have friends. Girlfriends? No. Never heard of it. They don't like twins. And, like, I can understand, but also there's nothing we can do. Like, we had this one friend who says that she feels left out all the time with us, and she doesn't want to be friends with us, which was quite hard on us.
This was literally last year, and like...
There's nothing we can do, and I don't think people understand that. Like, you're either going to join us, like, join us into a trio, or you're just going to leave us. But girls, we've never had friends. I feel like boys, they do just understand us. Like, we are very close boy friends.
What would your advice be to people that aren't interacting with twins?
I think they just need to know how to approach twins. We know we're twins. We don't need to get the whole jokes and, oh, I'm seeing double right now all the time. And we don't need the whole stand next to each other and let me compare. We know we're twins, guys. Just leave us alone. Imagine we're just normal people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel famous being a twin because I get asked the same questions and photos with each other. Like, they just want photos of us, which is quite random. But, like, yeah, I just think...
And the dumbest question is, are you twins? That is You know we're twins. We look the same. And you're asking, are we twins?
Yeah. And also, don't conclude that we're just identical.
Yeah.
We're not.
Plot twist, yeah. We're not.
What would you like other people to call you?
Daniela.
Really?
Yeah.
Just Daniela.
Just Daniela.
Not Bianca's twin.
Not Bianca's twin. Just call me Daniela. That is my name, my birth name. So yeah, I'd love that. It would be peaceful.
And that's a wrap on our very first episode. We've spilled the tea, shared some laughs, and maybe overshared just a little.
Don't forget to hit follow, drop us a rating, and slide into our DMs with your wildest twin stories. All those awkward mix-ups, we live for them.
Thanks for tuning in to Copy and Paste.
Same face, different people. Catch you next time.
Bye.